to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this. Welcome back to the show. I cannot wait for today's episode because this one is very close to my heart. For those of you who have been here for a while, you know that I'm someone that has PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. I actually had no idea that I had it for the majority of my life because I was told I didn't have it because my blood work was quote unquote normal, even though I had all the symptoms pointing to it, right? I had an irregular period for over a decade. It went missing for a full 2 years. I had facial hair growth. I had digestive issues like bloating and constipation. I was struggling with just easily maintaining a healthy weight that was good for me. I had migraines, all the things, okay? But my blood work was quote unquote normal. My testosterone levels weren't high enough on the blood test. I had cysts. I didn't have enough cysts on my ovaries, all this bullshit, okay? But what I'm here to talk to you about is why you might be struggling with your PCOS, because I wish that I knew this stuff when I first of all didn't even know I had PCOS. And then once I figured out that I did have it, I was like, what am I supposed to do? So that is what we're getting into today. We are talking about five specific reasons why you might be struggling with your PCOS. And you might be like, well, Corinne, I don't even know if I have PCOS, but I'm going to talk first about how you actually get diagnosed with PCOS. And obviously that's something that you need to get diagnosed with from your doctor, or whoever that you're actually working with. But I'm going to just go over quickly the criteria so that you could kind of know if you maybe have it or not. And then we're just going to get into some of the reasons why you might be struggling with it. Okay. So there's a couple of different criteria when it comes to being diagnosed with PCOS. The one that I like to go by is the Rotterdam criteria. And for those of you who you're listening, or maybe you do have PCOS or you don't even really know what it is a lifelong metabolic disorder. So the name PCOS, they're actually polycystic ovarian syndrome. They're actually really trying to get it changed because it doesn't accurately describe what it really is. It is a metabolic disorder. That is something that you have for forever and ever and ever. Now, I don't even know if I like to say reverse it. It seems as though you can reverse it because all your symptoms can go away, but it's really you just living in a way that allows you to thrive with your PCOS. Because if you were to stop doing the things that support it, it would come back, right? So I don't even know if I like the word reverse it, but anyway, that's really what it is, which is why it's so important to learn how you can live in a way to support it, because it's not something that just goes away. And also why when medications are thrown at us all the time, I get so pissed because that's not actually healing the root causes of it, which we're going to talk about in this episode. So anyway, the Rotterdam criteria is the criteria that I like to go with. And that is where you need to have 2 out of the 3 categories, right? So the 3 categories, you have to have 2 out of the 3 of them. Number one is an anovulatory cycle, which this means you are having an irregular period and or you're not regularly ovulating, okay? We talk about tracking your ovulation all the time. You could be someone where maybe you're bleeding, every month, but you're not ovulating. That is still an anovulatory cycle, so you have to actually track your ovulation. If you're like me, I was not bleeding every month at all. I was maybe bleeding 3 times a year, maybe more than that ever, and then I just wasn't for a full year. So one of the criteria is an anovulatory cycle, which is our irregular periods. And in order to know your cycle length, the day that you start bleeding is day 1 of your cycle. And then the day before you start bleeding again is the last day of your cycle. A regular cycle is anywhere between 21 and 35 days. I really like my clients to fall between the 25 and 35 day range, but technically it could be anywhere from 21 to 35 days long. But the important part is that it's consistent. So if you're someone that has a cycle length that, and when I say cycle length, I don't mean the amount of days that you get your period. Your period is your period, the days that you're bleeding. Your cycle is the whole kit and caboodle. Okay. So if you have a cycle that's sometimes 35 days, sometimes 46, sometimes 50, sometimes 21, sometimes 32, and it's all over the map, that is an irregular period. Okay. So that's one of the criteria. The second are high androgen levels. Androgens are male hormones. So that would be high testosterone or high DHEA levels on a blood test. Now here's where the problems come in. Okay. This is a reason why I was misdiagnosed without PCOS, because I had gone to my gynecologist and I was asking to get tested for it because I like was looking it up, my symptoms, whatever. And my testosterone levels fell within the normal range. Or I think they were towards the higher end. I can't remember now, but whatever. They said it wasn't high enough. Okay. Which whatever the hell that means. But here's what the problem is. When you get blood tests and you have just like your regular practitioner, doctor, gynecologist, whoever read it, and it's not someone who is a naturopath, a functional medicine doctor who understands optimal ranges, if it falls within the quote unquote normal range, that does not mean that it is the optimal range. The normal range is just the average range of the amount of people that are getting their blood tested. And if you take a look, if you live in America, if you take a look around, the average American is not the healthiest. So these normal ranges on blood tests, testosterone aside, like any level on your blood work, just because it falls within the normal range does not mean it is optimal. The normal ranges need to be adjusted, especially for hormones and for thyroid. Like, it is insane what is the normal range. And this is why so many people stay suffering for so long, because they're told that everything is normal. And you could imagine, maybe this is connecting with you. Maybe this has happened to you like it did to me. I remember I could picture the office. I could picture exactly everything was when he told me that, no, everything is normal. And I just remember thinking like, what the fuck? Like, how could everything come back normal? You almost want them to just tell you there's a problem. Like, literally, when you're dealing with these symptoms for so long, I went to gastroenterologists, I went to neurologists for my migraines, all these things. My MRIs came back normal. Everything came back normal, except actually at the gastro, they told me I had IBS. So that they told me I did have that. But everything else came back normal. And you're just like, well, how is this normal? Like, you literally feel crazy. Okay. So I just want to acknowledge you on that. We cannot be boiled down to numbers. And just because it's falling in the normal range does not mean it's optimal. So really make sure that you are working with someone who knows how to read the optimal ranges of things, and always trust your body. If your body is presenting you with certain symptoms and a blood test is telling you everything is fine, I don't care if that blood test is telling you everything is fine. If you know in your body and in your intuition that something is off, then something is off. We're not just supposed to walk around getting three periods a year, having migraines, have the cystic acne everywhere. That wasn't my experience with cystic acne, but I know a lot of people with PCOS have that. We're not just supposed to be walking around like that and told that, oh, that's normal. It's not normal. Okay. So anyway, that was the second criteria. So number one is anovulatory cycles / irregular periods. Number two are high androgen levels, high male hormones on a blood test. But you know, but we just went over that, but that could look like, okay, let me add this in. Symptomatically, what high androgen levels can look like are facial hair growth. They could also look like excess body hair, like under like the happy trail between your like the top of your pelvic bone and your belly button. Could look like hair around your nipples, excess hair on your back. Could look like cystic acne. Could look like hair falling out of your head, thinning eyebrows. These are all signs of high androgen levels. Okay, so that's what it could look like symptomatically. And then the third criteria are cysts on your ovaries. And this, a lot of times it's called like a pearl of cysts. It's not like the big cyst. It's just a bunch of tiny little ones. And now you don't have to have that to have PCOS. Those are the three criteria. And of course you need to get a sonogram done for that to be checked out. But you only need to have two out of those three criteria. For me, I had the anovulatory cycles and the high androgen levels. I did have some cysts on my ovaries, they said, but not enough. So, I mean, again, what does that freaking mean? But anyway, you only need to have two of them. So if you're looking at your symptoms, just so you know, and of course you want to get diagnosed, but I just wanted to give you a little overview of what that could look like. Okay. So now let's get into why you might be struggling with your PCOS. And I'm just gonna give you a little forewarning. This is a sassy episode, okay? Because we don't have time for the fluff around here. We're getting right to it. So number one is you're trying to get rid of your symptoms of cystic acne, facial hair growth, irregular periods, constipation, bloating, possibly weight gain. You don't have to have weight gain to have PCOS, but a lot of people do, with topical treatments, with laser hair removal, with probiotics, with cleanses, etc., instead of addressing and targeting the root cause. I did all of these things. Okay, let me just start that. Every single thing that I'm about to list, I did all of these things. So if you're like, Corinne, how are you reading my mind? Like, how the F does she know that I'm doing all these things? It's because I literally did every single one that we're about to talk about. Okay, so that is number one. You're trying to get rid of your symptoms instead of the root cause, because we're never taught what a root cause even is, right? I mean, I know I wasn't. So I remember I was like, okay, I'm getting this like facial hair on my chin, whatever. Let me just go get laser hair removal. Oh, spoiler alert, that doesn't work. Okay, my periods are irregular. I guess I'll go to the gyno, let's see what they say. Oh, they told you to go on birth control. Okay, well, I didn't do that. So I guess I'm just gonna like ignore that for a little bit. I'm experiencing some constipation and bloating. Okay, let me get like a good probiotic. Let me try a tea cleanse. Let me see if I could do that Senna tea that's supposed to help with, you know, constipation. You're trying to get rid of the symptoms and it's not going to work. You have to get down to the root cause, because what you aren't told is that these symptoms that you're experiencing are all coming from one place. So if you're trying to get rid of the symptoms and not addressing the root cause, you are going to struggle. So that is number one. Number two is you're following quote unquote health, right? Because it's not really quote unquote health trends, like, I don't know, 16 plus hour fasts or skipping meals or cutting calories and doing a lot of cardio and trying diets like keto or paleo or, you know, whatever it is. And some of these things that I just said, like cutting calories, doing a lot of cardio, your gynecologist may have recommended to you. So many of my clients that have PCOS that come to me tell me that they're like, you know, I'm working on my PCOS. I'm really working on my calories. I've cut a lot of them. I'm not eating that much and doing a lot of cardio, but I'm still struggling with weight gain. And, you know, my gynecologist just told me to lose weight. And the level of rage that comes into my body when I hear that, it's just like, I can't even handle it. So I understand if you are doing these things, because you may have been told to do these things, but these things are not only not healing the root cause of your PCOS or just your life in general, it's actually making it worse, because it is further imbalancing your blood sugar when you're doing these things, which is one of the major root causes of PCOS is insulin resistance, which we're going to talk about in a second. Okay. So if you're following trends like this, because they are told to help you lose weight, and if you are someone who has PCOS and maybe weight is an issue, you're like, oh, let me try this. Or you're trying all these diets that are told that are going to be best for PCOS, whatever it is, that is not going to help you. Okay. Okay, so obviously we're talking about PCOS on this episode, and something that a lot of people who have PCOS struggle with, that I struggled with, were gut issues. There's so much research about how our microbiome with PCOS is just needs a little bit more love than other people. And if you are someone that has PCOS and maybe you are struggling right now with chronic bloating or constipation or even diarrhea or just pain in your stomach, like, I have been there. I get you. And I want you to know about a company that personalizes supplementation for your gut health. And as we're talking about on this episode, it's all about addressing that root cause. And that is what this brand has really prioritized doing. So it's called Gut Personal. I've talked about it a lot on this podcast before. They are a sponsor of the show. And what you can do is, if you go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, you could take a totally free quiz, and it pinpoints the symptoms, the specific gut symptoms that you're experiencing. And also, it doesn't have to be like what you think of as gut related, like we just talked about bloating, constipation. It could be headaches, could be brain fog, it could be rashes. All of these things can also lead back to our gut. So when you type in, you know, your answers to these questions, it pinpoints what symptoms you're experiencing, and it goes back to the root cause of what's actually happening in your gut. And it recommends specific supplements that for your gut that will really help support you and your specific needs. So I'm going to tell you about some of the ones that I take for my gut. And then, of course, you know, I do recommend you taking the quiz and not just taking the ones I'm taking, because they might recommend something different for you. But I'm going to speak on the two that I take for my gut, and I've seen even more incredible results since implementing them. So the first one is the Soother. I love the Soother. It's an L-glutamine powder, and L-glutamine really helps rebuild your gut lining. It also has aloe vera in it. It has other herbs in there that are so supportive for your gut lining and really making sure that it's intact. Because when we do have gut issues and when we do have inflammation, which is another root cause of PCOS, our gut can be affected, and it can cause the permeability of it to be what's the word I'm looking for, to be compromised. So then food particles, microbes, toxins, all these things can get out of our gut lining into our bloodstream and cause an autoimmune response. We really want to make sure that our gut lining is intact. So the Soother is amazing for that. They have chocolate flavor and they have a vanilla flavor. You know I'm a chocolate girl, so I love it. It is so freaking good. I'll put it in smoothies. I put it actually at night. I always take my Miracle Worker Magnesium, which has like a really nice strawberry flavor. And now I mix it with that. And it literally tastes like a chocolate covered strawberry. It's so freaking good. But if you like vanilla, you know, go with vanilla too. They're both amazing. Okay. So that's number one. The other one that I take is the Healer. And this is really for your immune system and for, again, the health of your gut. I started taking this about, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I also, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I've been healing parasites and candida and H. pylori. It has made a world of a difference. I started getting rashes again on my back and I was like, oh shit, I remember this happening like a decade ago and I am not about to ignore this right now. And I'm taking a bunch of other stuff too, but one of the supplements I'm taking from Gut Personal is the Healer. And I know it has been instrumental for me. And I have not had a rash in months. Okay. So I really am just like, I'm obsessed with it. So, but go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, take the quiz, see what is recommended for you and your specific needs. And if those are ones that are recommended to you, I back them 111%. They're so freaking amazing. So, and also at checkout, put in code Corinne and you always get a discount on any of their products because you're a listener of the show. Okay, let's get back into today's episode. Number three is you're going on birth control, spironolactone, metformin, any of those, Clomid, whatever you were recommended, because that's what your gyno told you to do. But it is masking the problem. It is putting a band-aid on the problem. And on top of it, it's causing more issues to arise. Metformin is a medication that when I've had clients who have been on it, it's literally tore up their GI tract. They were like, I have the worst stomach pains. Like, this is insane. What is going on? Obviously, we already talk about birth control on this podcast all the time. So we know what's going on with that. And of course, if you are on medication, I always say on here, there is a time and a place. And if you are on any medications, I am not telling you to get off of them. Please make sure that you're always working with someone if that is something that you eventually want to do. And the way that you will be able to do that is by addressing the root cause, preparing your body, changing your nutrition, your lifestyle, supplementation, so that you can stop these medications that aren't actually doing anything for you. Okay. So again, with PCOS, the most important thing is knowing how to support it with nutrition, lifestyle, and supplementation. Medication for it is not doing anything to heal that root cause. And that is what's most important. So I'm not blaming you for doing these things. Obviously, that's not the intention of this episode. It's just, I wish that I heard these things when I was doing all of these things. I never went on the medications though, but I was recommended all these things. But I wish I had heard like, oh, these are things that you might be doing that aren't actually supporting you if you do have PCOS. Okay. So that's number three. Number four is you're trying random herbs and supplements like maybe white peony, licorice, Vitex, chasteberry, because you've heard that they help with PCOS. And those herbs, by the way, can be incredible. Incredible. You know I love herbs and supplementation, but they're not going to do shit unless you first address the root cause. I did all of the above. I did white peony. I did a specific protocol with it. I did chasteberry for a little bit after that. I drank licorice tea. I drank nettle tea. I did all of this for literally years. I was trying this stuff. Like, I wish I could count. I wish I could add up the amount of money I spent on these random herbs and supplements and tea cleanses and all these things and laser hair removal and everything that I was trying to do that wasn't working. Okay. These things will support you and can support you if you first address the root cause, because herbs and supplements don't support you unless your mitochondria is working properly and unless your body is actually functioning optimally where they're going to be able to support you, which is why we have to address the root cause. We have to start shifting your nutrition and your lifestyle. Herbs and supplements are just supplemental to what you're doing day in and day out. We can't outsmart our bodies with herbs and supplements. They're not going to be able to do what they're meant to do because you still haven't healed the root cause of it. So it's just like, okay, I'm further exacerbating this root cause by the things, the way that I'm living my life, the things that I'm eating that I don't know are actually not supporting me, but I'm taking an herb to try and counteract it. It doesn't work like that. Okay. It just does not work like that. So that is number four. Number five is your hyper focus on your diet instead of also taking a look at your lifestyle, which plays a major role in PCOS. And when I say lifestyle, I mean our sleep, our stress, how we're moving our bodies, our mindset. All of these things really are critical for PCOS. Our circadian rhythms are so tightly connected to our PCOS. It's insane the amount of sunlight we're getting. Like, there are so many things that we can shift in just how we're living our day-to-day life with toxins and chemicals coming into our experience. All of these things on top of nutrition. Of course, nutrition is a huge piece of it. But for so long, I was focused on diet as well. And maybe you are too. And if we're only looking at that, we're missing a huge piece of the puzzle. So not only is it stressful on you mentally when you're just looking at your food alone, but you're really missing out on how much more healing you can actually be experiencing if you take a little bit more wider approach instead of just hyper-focusing on one area. And I know, again, if you're like, oh my God, Corinne, I've done all these things. Me too. Okay. I have done all of this, except I didn't go on the medications, but I've done all the other things. Okay. And I had no clue what was going on. Seriously, had no clue. I didn't know why my period was irregular for a decade and then went missing. I didn't know why I had facial hair growth growing at rapid speeds. I didn't know why I was chronically bloated and constipated, why I had migraines, why I felt inflamed. And it was so frustrating because no one explained to me that PCOS is a lifelong metabolic disorder. It is a lifelong metabolic disorder. And that shifting your nutrition and your lifestyle in ways that actually support the root causes of PCOS, like insulin resistance, like inflammation, being two big ones, which is why these are two of the modules in the Mind Your Hormones Method, which you don't have to have PCOS to be in the Mind Your Hormones Method. We talk about the major root causes of all hormonal imbalances, but two of those that are part of the Mind Your Hormones Method are huge root causes of PCOS. That's what's most effective for it, is knowing how to address the root cause, is getting your blood sugar balanced out, is reducing your inflammation, is nourishing your nervous system, is supporting your liver, supporting your gut. These are the things that we need to do. And no one also told me that all of these symptoms I was experiencing were the result of my mismanaged PCOS, because I didn't know I had it. I didn't know they were all connected. I didn't know they were all coming from the same place. And maybe you didn't know that either until right now. Maybe I just connected the dots for you. If so, like, yes, I'm so happy that you listened to this episode, because I know how frustrating and overwhelming and hopeless PCOS can feel. It really, really, really can. Because the truth of the matter is, we do have to be more intentional about our nutrition and our lifestyle and our supplementation than other people. It just is what it is, because it is a disorder. And just like other people that have other types of endocrine disorders or anything else, they have to be more intentional about things too. And you could go down the road of, oh, it's not fair. Why is this happening to me? Blah, 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 blah. We don't have time for that around here. I know that's not your vibe. You could sit in that for a little bit. You could feel it. Let yourself feel your emotions. You could feel like that for a little bit, but don't stay there. Don't sit there. Because truthfully, I see it as such a blessing, not only because it obviously turned into my passion and now it can help so many other women help, you know, thrive with their PCOS and then, you know, beyond. And also, I really truly believe that it has created me being the healthiest version of myself, because if I didn't want to live with those symptoms anymore, if I didn't want to have a period that I never freaking knew when it was coming, if I didn't want to have, you know, chin hairs and facial hair and all this shit just coming at rapid speed, if I didn't want to constantly be bloated where it was literally all I could think about and be constipated, I was sitting on the toilet bowl for hours a day. I'm like, what is happening? If I didn't want to have these monthly migraines, if I didn't want to feel so disconnected from my body and like, why do I feel like I'm gaining weight when I'm doing things that are supposed to be supporting me? Then I had to make a change. And when by making that change, it improved my overall health and wellness. Because when you improve one thing in your body, everything else improves. So not only did all those symptoms go away, but I also had so much more energy. My skin is so much more clear. My mind is so much more clear. I feel so much better on every level. I'm, you know, reducing my chances of diseases and like things like heart disease and diabetes and all these things that are actually, we are at more risk of for having PCOS. So not only are you feeling better in the moment, but you're also reducing your risk of getting these diseases later in life because we do have PCOS. So yes, we do have to be more intentional about it because we are people that do have PCOS, but look at it as a blessing, because when you actually learn how to do it, it becomes just like anything else. Just like when you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, that's a habit. Just like you're drinking water is a habit. Just like driving your car, you don't have to think about it anymore. It's the same thing. Does it happen overnight? Obviously not. It takes time. But when you do learn how to do that, you feel so much better and everything in your life will improve. So come at it from a place of empowerment instead of a place of like, shit, why do I have to work so much harder than other people to just feel better? Because that mindset isn't going to freaking get you anywhere. Okay. So I just want you to know that I get that it can be frustrating, but I'm here to be living, breathing proof for you that you can thrive with PCOS. Without medication and without depriving yourself. And I have clients that have PCOS. They're living, breathing proof that you can naturally conceive with PCOS despite what you've been told. And I'm going to be going down that road soon-ish with conceiving, but I can't be proof of that yet because I haven't naturally conceived, haven't had a baby yet, okay? But when I do, I will then be proof of that as well. But for now, you could just use my clients as proof, okay? But I'm just here to show you and to teach you that you can heal yourself, that you can learn how to use the tools that are at your fingertips, like nutrition, like lifestyle, like supplementation, to live in a way that your PCOS loves, and that by doing so, you'll improve your overall wellness and your quality of life in the process. It is more than possible for you. You can heal yourself. And obviously, you know, this is what I teach you in the Mind Your Hormones Method. If this is something that's really connecting with you, I created the Mind Your Hormones Method with PCOS in mind. Does it support so many other people without PCOS? Yes. I probably honestly have, I don't know if I would say I would have more people in there that don't have PCOS. It's either equal or I probably have more people that don't have it than do. I have to like look at the statistics of it, but that's because when I was working with clients one-on-one, some of them had PCOS, some of them had endometriosis, some of them just had pain, not just, but had painful periods that didn't have endometriosis. Some of them had a regular period. Someone had no period. Some of them had acne. Like, you know, some of them just were trying to get pregnant, had low fertility. What I noticed was that all of them were experiencing a commonality of five major root causes that they were all experiencing, whether they had PCOS or not. So from that, I created a course that teaches you how to heal these five major root causes, right? Blood sugar dysregulation, inflammation, liver stagnation, gut inflammation, nutrient deficiencies. Like, we go through it all in the Mind Your Hormones Method. And that's why it's so effective for you, whether you have PCOS or not. But if you do have PCOS right now, I just need you to know that the most important thing for it is knowing how to address the root cause using food, lifestyle, and supplementation. It is the most important, because that is what your PCOS needs. Okay. So if this is resonating with you, if you do want to hop in the Mind Your Hormones Method, there's always information in the show notes. You know where to find me on Instagram. I am so grateful for you. I want to give you such a big hug. I love you so much. I hope this resonated with you. If you know someone that has PCOS, please share this with them, because this is something where there is not that much information on out there. So many more people are talking about it now, thank God. But I just remember feeling so lost and so confused. And I'm just so grateful that not only do I have a platform like this to speak more about it, but that I also have a course that can really teach you step by step by step how to live with it and thrive with it. So, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Of course, the information is always in the show notes. I'm so grateful for you, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.